It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice traveled to Seoul today, where she met with South Korea's foreign minister to discuss the sanctions imposed on North Korea by the UN Security Council.
I did not come to South Korea, nor did I. Will I go anyplace else to try and dictate to governments what they ought to do in response to Resolution 1718. What I do think is very important is that everyone take stock of the leverage that we have to get North Korea to return to the six-party talks and to negotiate seriously this dismantlement of its nuclear weapons programs.
That's Secretary of State Rice speaking in Seoul as she continues on a whirlwind tour of Asia. She's promoting the enforcement of sanctions against North Korea 10 days after it exploded a nuclear device. NPR's Louisa Lim is in Seoul.
Hello.
What is Rice seeking from the South Koreans?
Well, it seems as if Secretary Rice will want South Korea to take a tougher line on North Korea. South Korea's policy has been called the Sunshine Policy of Engagement. So they've sought to really coax North Korea into good behavior with joint economic projects and diplomatic overtures. And really, the U.S. would like South Korea to join what it calls the Proliferation Security Initiative, which is a measure aimed at intercepting ships and aircraft suspected of ferrying weapons of mass destruction. About 60 countries are signed up, but not South Korea or China. And really, South Korea is crucial for this, as many North Korean ships pass through its waters. South Korea is, it seems, quite unwilling to sign up. It's afraid of precipitating perhaps a sea clash with its northern neighbor.
So what sort of line do you think the South Koreans will take with Secretary Rice?
Well, according to reports here, we are seeing some sign of movement from the South Koreans. Apparently, a unification ministry official has said that the government here will stop paying subsidies which help people to go on these bilateral tourism tours to North Korea, to this place called Mount Kumgang. It's been going since 1998, and the North Koreans have earned about $1 million a month in hard currency through that, which people are afraid could be going towards the nuclear weapons program or the missile program. So it does seem as if there is some movement from the South Koreans on that, but perhaps not as much as the Americans would have wanted. And it seems also as if there is some tension appearing in the relationship between the US and the South Koreans. We heard from a South Korean presidential aide yesterday who said that South Korea wouldn't change its policy just following orders to do this or that.
What about speculation that North Korea is preparing another nuclear test?
Well, today we heard from a South Korean lawmaker who's a member of the Intelligence Committee, and he was saying the North Koreans might conduct 3 or 4 more nuclear tests. According to his information, he said the test last week was in a pit dug horizontally into a hill, and 30 to 40 people have been seen in the same area. And we've also heard a warning from the South Korean Foreign Minister Ban Ki-moon, who is meeting with Secretary Rice, and he's warned the North Koreans that there's a possibility of harsher UN resolutions if another test were to go ahead.
I understand a Chinese envoy is in North Korea. Any idea what is going on there?
Well, we've heard from the Chinese that a very senior leader is in North Korea, and he's met Kim Jong-il, and he's also bearing a personal message from the Chinese president, Hu Jintao. And the Chinese are touting this as a very important meeting. They say it's of major significance, but we don't actually know exactly what is in the message that he's bearing. Obviously, it's likely to be warnings not to carry out any further tests. I guess this really shows that the Chinese want to show the rest of the world they are trying to do what they can to stop the North Koreans. So this is perhaps the Chinese signal ahead of Condoleezza Rice's visit to Beijing tomorrow that they are trying to do something.
NPR's Louisa Lim in Seoul, South Korea, where Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is visiting today. Louisa, thank you very much.
Thank you.